Each hat I wear has a personality. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. Each hat I wear has a personality. It really does. When I go out to play golf, I wear a hat, and people say, "Oh, that's your golfing hat." And when I walk the meditation path, and I sometimes put on a hat because I put some cream on my face that the sun doesn't like, and so I, "Oh, that's your cream hat." "Oh." And then I walk the meditation path sometimes. I put on a hat with a visor because the morning sun or the afternoon sun is shining right into my face and it's rather brilliant. And, "Oh, that's your sun hat." Or I go into town and I wear some big old hat, and it's a hat that represents a cowboy, or it's a hat that represents a farmer, or it's a hat that represents a gentleman. Or a Bermuda hat that I bought a while back. And I never wore it when I went to Bermuda. But it's a lovely Bermuda hat. And it's a very nice sun hat. But every time I wear a hat, no matter what hat I put on, people say, "My goodness, you look like a totally different person. You look like a totally different being with a totally different attitude toward life." And I hadn't thought that that was the case, but perhaps it is. Perhaps every time I don the hat, I am putting on the personality that hat represents. And so, maybe this is something to think about. Maybe this is something to think about. Do we have a hat that says courage? When we put that hat on, we can walk forth and be very confident in anything we do. Do we have a hat that we put on when we are feeling sad and morose? We feel just downhearted. And every time we put that hat on, we are sort of going through a conflict of some sort in our life. Do we have a hat that, when we put it on, it says to the kids, "Fun time, fun time, we're going to have fun, we're going to go out and play in the yard, we're going to do this or do that," and everybody knows that that's a fun time hat. If I had one of those hats, and I probably have it but don't know it, but if I had one of those hats, I'd wear it all the time, a fun hat. Wow. What represents a fun hat? Well, perhaps a slouchy hat. Perhaps a hat that you can dip into the water and give the dog a drink if you like, if you want to dip it into the river. Or you can do whatever you want to do. You can put it on your head. You can put it, roll it up and stick it in your pocket. You can have it whenever you want. It's just a fun hat. It's a slouchy hat. It's a crunchy hat. It's a hat of no description, but it's a hat you wear when you're having fun. Yes, we all have hats like that. We all have attitudes like that. We all have the personality of a hat that says who we are. And really, when you see a person who is wearing a hat, and not these days, it isn't as common to wear hats as it had been years ago, but hats are worn for fishing, hats are worn for being out in the weather, hats are worn for going skiing, hats are worn for whatever you want to wear it for. And some people wear hats that are earmuffs that go around the back of their head because they don't like to cover the top of their head. And there's hats for virtually every possible thing we could imagine. Now, what kind of hat is it that you wear most of the time? What kind of hat is it that I wear most of the time? Do I wear a hat that says to the world, "Hey, this guy is having fun. This guy is a nice guy. This guy is a fun type guy. This guy is wonderful"? Or do I wear a hat that says, "Let's get down to business now. We have things to do. And if the old fedora fits and I walk around with that on my head, people say, 'My, he is a businessman. He's after business. Hey, he's a professional man. And he's whatever, you know.'" Well, think of it. In the old days, doctors used to wear their suits all the time. They would wear their suits with their button coat and their good suit and things like that. And whenever they deal with a patient, they'd be having this suit on. They might slip a white coat over it, but they're always this suit on. Well, today, doctors don't do that so much. Doctors have a sport shirt or T-shirt and slouch pants, and they put their doctor pants over them and their doctor shirt over it, or a smock, whatever they're choosing to wear. But very seldom do they wear suits. That seems to have gone out passé a long time ago. But always they've got some sort of a hat that they duff on their head. It's a fascinating thing to see the personality that's reflected in the hat that I wear. Because the hat that I choose for my closet, the hat that I choose for my drawer, or the hat that I borrow, reflects who I am and what I am and where I'm going and what makes me happy. Now, all of us can select the hats that make us happy. All of us can select the hats that give us personality. Give us personality? Or do we give the hat personality? Well, it's sort of a two-way street there. The hat we wear when we feel as we do, and the hat we don't wear when we feel as we do. We don't wear our business hat when we go out to play golf. We look kind of silly on the golf course with our business hat. The personality of the business hat would say, hey, I'm out here for business. Now, we may be out there for business, but we don't want to say that. We want to say, I am dressed proper for golf. I got my golf hat on, my golf shirt on, my golf pants on, my golf shoes on, and I'm ready for a game of golf. I've even got my golf gloves on, you know. No fingers, just something to grab the palm of my hand. Well, think of what you're showing off. Every time you move, you're showing off. Every time I do anything, I'm showing off. I'm showing off who I am by what I wear or don't wear. If I am dressed casually, I am showing that I am rather relaxed. I can be dressed casually and go shopping and do good shopping, or I can be dressed fine and dandy and do good shopping. The people that see me as I come in the store, they greet me according to my attire. They look at me and they say, oh, he's in a casual mood. Oh, they don't say that out loud. They don't think that out loud, but it goes through their mental notebook that here is a person who is wearing dirty and disheveled clothing, and you say, they don't have much money. They haven't got much respect for themselves. I don't know how I want to deal with this person. And then when they have a dirty old hat on, too, wow. You know, I was sitting at dinner the other day with friends, and the man wore his hat at the dinner table in the restaurant. And I thought to myself, what a thing to do. Wear your hat at the dinner table at a restaurant with a lot of friends. Now, the friends didn't really care because they knew that was that person. That person was that sort of a strange person who liked to do the different things, liked to be just a little different than anybody else. And he was. It's just like people who put a hat on to have a picture taken of them for their driver's license. They say, take that hat off. People who put a hat on when they want to have their photograph taken as a society picture. Well, my goodness sakes. Who is the real you? Your hat has a personality, it's true, but it never tells the real you as much as you up front. So think about these things as you dress. Think about what your clothes speak about you, what your hat speaks about you. You already know. You've already got a pretty good idea of what your attitude is, what your personality is today, and it changes regularly. What your personality and what your attitude is today about everything you do. And your clothing, your hat especially, reflects it so beautifully, so powerfully, so wonderfully. Let your hat always reflect that you like yourself and that you're full of fun and that you think life is wonderful and that you think everybody in the world is a playful, wonderful being just like you are. Let your hat, your clothing, your life, your personality reflect who you really are, because that truly is who you really are. And you know, that's the kind of person I like to be all the time, reflecting who I really am. Have a wonderful day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.